So, you want to be a real estate investor, but where do you start? How do you know what information and sources to trust? That's where I come in. I'm Johnny Catani, and this is the Investor Relations Real Estate Podcast. Hey guys, real quick, before we start, go to investwithcatani.com and download my free ebook, Is Commercial Real Estate Recession Proof? Now to today's show. What's up, guys, and happy Friday. Welcome to another episode of Friday Follow-Up here on the Investor Relations Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Catani, and I'm very grateful you're listening today. You may already hear it in my voice, but I come to you with a heavy, heavy heart. Listen, business is going to continue to go on. You know, I'll continue to grow my business and do the things that I need to do. Life will go on. However, unfortunately, we're in the wake of yet again another huge tragedy. Of course, I'm referring to the Texas school shooting at Robb Elementary School. And, you know, I don't really want to come on here and talk about really anything else. I don't want to get political. You know, I'll give a little bit of my insight and kind of what I believe, whether you agree with it or not, that's fine. You know, kind of along those lines, I think we all need to understand people have different opinions. And that's what has, I think, is part of the reason why we're not reaching any sort of compromise or anything is changing, right? You look at, you know, I guess the way that I see it here is that, you know, I find myself in the middle. I'm not, hardcore conservative, not a hardcore liberal by any means. Certainly in the middle, there's some conservative views that I have. There's some liberal views that I have. I'm pro-choice, absolutely pro-choice. I think women, especially humans, it should just be a human right to choose what you do with your body. Absolutely. 1000% period on that. I'm a gun owner. Some of you may know I'm an avid hunter, and you know, some of you may disagree with that. That's fine. It's certainly not for everyone. And I totally understand that. I have my concealed carry, permit. I don't really carry anywhere I go, everywhere I go, you know, every once in a while, you know, I have it in my truck. It's really for self-defense and it's really hard because you see such young people, committing these heinous acts and it's so hard because, you know, there's just not enough being done. And there's so many things, you know, of course, the initial reaction is take all the guns away, right? You look at Australia, they had a mass shooting, took all the guns away, haven't had one since. But Australia also just got out of a year of martial law where they were literally locked down and held down by their government because they got their right to bear arms taken away. And I heard on a BBC podcast, an Australian native come on and say, he said, you know, the one thing that Americans, I have to kind of agree with their stubbornness on is they won't give up their right to bear arms. And you guys need to understand this right to bear arms came so that we could always protect ourselves from government. And unfortunately, we're not. And guns don't need to be included to protect ourselves from government. It doesn't. We don't need to go and start shooting up the place to make changes. But you got to get involved, you guys. You just absolutely have to. You got to start at the local level. You have to. You have to start at the local level. That starts with getting involved with your mayors and your city council. Getting involved there, then move to your state and your county and then your state, right? Get involved. Know who's representing you, how they feel about the issues that are important to you. You know, I won't lie. I typically voted Republican. You know, when I first started voting, I would pretty much just walk in, click the Republican tab, and it did cast a big wide vote of all the Republican candidates and everything. And that was it. And as I get older, I start, and my views started to change, and I take on my own views away from, you know, your I think in the beginning, you kind of have your parents' views or those who are around you. And I got away from that and developed my own views. And some of those certainly disagree with my parents and my family. And that's okay. We're allowed to. That's what makes this country so beautiful, is you guys, we're allowed to disagree. That's okay. Not everyone's going to agree with what you have to say. And, you know, but we can all agree that something is wrong here. And, you know, there are things we can put in place. I would love to see the age to buy guns increased. I think even up to like 25. You know, it's hard because people are like, oh, you can vote at 18, but you can't start drinking. It's like, yes, but voting for someone, I'm trying to figure out the best way to put this, because you can swing it either way, right? You can initially, you want to be like, yes, but voting for someone isn't getting people killed, but certainly you could point to where that may not be true. But ultimately, as a whole, that's not, you're not putting a gun in someone's hand by, you know, by voting, right? At 18, by voting Republican, I wasn't voting for, you know, a mass murderer, at least I hope not, right? And so by increasing some of these ages, right, you look at alcohol and why it's 21, and, you know, this is another argument you could get into on both sides, but ultimately, you know, you start consuming alcohol and your decision-making gets impaired. And so that requires an older age to sort of understand that and hopefully be responsible. And, you know, and then, you know, you start looking at guns and gun control, and, you know, there are so many things we can put in place and enact. But ultimately, you guys, another big thing we need to look at here is the way that law enforcement handled this. And listen, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to upset people. That's not my goal here. I just really disagree with the way that law enforcement handled it. And I think it's something we really need to look at. I think we need to look at some reform. I think we need to look at some of the things that were and weren't done. And listen, it's really hard when you're only getting things from mainstream media, because mainstream media is all about bringing out emotion, right? Emotion sells. And so this big thing is, you know, depending on where you get your news from, you know, they're going to have one stance or another, and they're going to drive that emotion and really, really, you know, try to bring about this huge internal change, right? Like, they want to drive this emotion and get you upset so that you go out and you make your rational decisions and you blame other people, and they want to point blame to the other side, and the left wants to blame the right and the right wants to blame the left. And as long as we continue to fight against each other, you guys, they win. They win. These shooters win. The government wins. The changes we want lose. You guys, we all want the same things, right? How great would affordable healthcare be? You know, how great would it be to feel safe doing the things you want to do? We actually all collectively want the same thing, but when we fight over the semantics of these stupid, silly policies that really don't matter in the long run, we lose. You guys, we lose. And you're seeing it firsthand what losing is doing. It's costing lives. It's costing lives to our children. And until we can all come together, whether you're black, white, red, orange, yellow, green, it's just not going to change. Hopes and prayers, thoughts and prayers aren't doing anything. And, you know, until action is taken, nothing's going to change, you know. And I know that the gut reaction is to, let's take guns away. We need to completely defund the police. And sure, there could be some truth to that. But you know what? In the UK, people go around and do the same thing with knives. And could they inflict as much damage? Maybe not. But that's always going to be there. If people want to do damage, they're always going to find a way. And so we need to find something that really can create a safe place. I mean, being scared to send your kids to school is not it. it's not it. And, you know, I mean, people talk about putting armed guards at schools. You guys, they had the police outside and nothing, they didn't do anything. So something needs to change. And I hope that, you know, we can finally have a wake up call and come together as a country. As soon as we come together as a country, real change happens. But if we continue to fight against each other, we're just not going to see any change. So that's my two cents. Whether you agree or disagree, you know, again, we can all agree that, that something needs to change, and hopefully we can see some real action. I know I'm certainly going to start finding ways. Part of this and what I want to create is to ultimately set myself to have a platform to give back. I'm a huge mental health advocate. I think this, again, brings up a mental health issue. You guys, we have a real mental health issue in this country, and especially amongst men. And so I'm a huge, huge advocate for men's mental health. And that's a big thing I want to give to and eventually start my own nonprofit. You know, it may come sooner than I anticipated. And so figure out a way that you can take action and create a platform and speak out. For those of you that have the platform, please don't use this to create clout. Please use this. Please, please, please use this to enact real change and real action. Do not exploit this for your own clout. That would be kind of something that really frustrates me with some people who have a platform using this for clout. Use it to please enact change, do something. Okay. So, again, you know, unfortunately I'm bummed we had to be sad today, but please go find change. Please be safe, this holiday weekend. Hopefully you have fun plans. Hug your loved ones. Tell them that you love them. Reach out, tell those close to you that you love them if you haven't talked to them. And, let's all come together, you guys, because that's, guys, there are like 350 million people in this country. Could you imagine if 20% of us, 40% of us came together? That's not even the majority. That's a minority. But if that many people wanted a certain thing to change, I'm willing to bet it could change. You look back at history and you know, many hands make light work. So please be safe this weekend. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, comment, follow us on Instagram at the IRR podcast. Subscribe on YouTube, go watch our YouTube, and be safe out there. Okay. Thank you guys. Have a good one. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Listen, guys, I know it's cliche, but please don't forget to like, subscribe, please leave a review. Would love to know what you guys think of the episodes. And while you're here still listening, don't forget to go to investwithkatani.com and download my free ebook, Is Commercial Real Estate Recession Proof? Thanks so much.